This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gappak. Director General of Border Roads, Lieutenant General Harpal Singh called on Governor K.T. Parnaik at Rajbhavan, Itanagar. The governor emphasized the need for further strengthening border road organized infrastructure, describing it as a vital lifeline that supports both national security and the well-being of frontier communities. He said that strategic routes must be executed to the highest quality standards and completed within stipulated timelines. DGBR assured that the Border Roads Organization remains fully committed to delivering its best for the state. Rowing of Lower Dibang Valley District is all set to host the 22nd National Mountain Bike Championship 2026 from 12 to 15 February, bringing together top cyclists from across the country. Around 500 riders are expected to participate in the prestigious national event. The large turnout is anticipated to make it one of the biggest cycling competitions ever hosted in the region. The event will provide significant exposure to local riders, offering them a valuable platform to compete alongside seasoned cyclists, gain experience, and showcase their talent at the national level. Multi-state mock exercise on earthquake disaster in Itanagar Capital Region will be held on 9th February from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. District Disaster Management Authority has requested cooperation and issued advisory not to panic and participate by performing duck cover hold. The first pink toilet project of Lower Siang District was inaugurated in Malinitan Temple Complex, Likabali. Inaugurating the facility, DC Rujum Raksab said that it should be used with certain prescribed utility norms so that it doesn't become dilapidated and abandoned with the passage of time. He hailed the department for completing the project in time without compromising with its quality. The pink toilet project is a pilot project taken up by the government and executed by the Urban Affairs, Urban Development and Housing Department in the state. The project aims at promoting gender inclusivity through introducing pink toilet to enhance hygienic health status for girls. The Entrepreneurship Development Institute Jyoti, Arunachal Pradesh, concluded its first batch of the 6 days residential entrepreneurship skill development program. A total of 30 participants from various parts of the district participated. As part of its practical exposure component, participants were taken on an educational field visit to District Industries Center Zero, where they visited the Nara Aba Winery. Attending the valedictory program, Director of Industries Gyabo Parthin motivated the aspiring entrepreneurs to continuously enhance their skills and foster a strong culture of entrepreneurship to contribute to the overall growth and development of the state. The Northeast Frontier Railways Authority has set a stoppage for speedy Rajdhani Express train connecting Upper Assam's Dibrugarh with New Delhi at North Assam's Dhemaji Railway Station. While it has set stoppage for Dibrugarh, Howrah Bound Kamrup Express at New Sisi Burgaon in the district. Rajdhani Express train number 20505/20506-15961 would be available at Dhemaji station for every journey. The local people of Dhemaji district and bordering Siang Valley of Arunachal Pradesh were demanding Railway Authority to set a stoppage of the Rajdhani Express at Dhemaji station for the convenience of local people of both states. Meanwhile, a Kamrup Express train running between Dibrugarh and Howrah also stopped at New Sisi Burgaon station in Dhemaji district for the first time on Friday. DC Tawang Namgyal Angmo, accompanied by the DC DDAC Tawang, Sridhar Funsok and Circle Officer Lau Khoda Onya, visited Government Higher Secondary School Lau and inspected the ongoing examinations of Class 9 and 11. The visit also included an interactive session with students of Class 10 and 12, where their preparation for the upcoming CBSE examination was reviewed. As a thoughtful gesture, the DC personally distributed stationery items to the students, reinforcing the message of support and care for their academic journey. The BCCI announced a total cash award of 7.5 crore rupees for the Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup winning team, technical staff and the selection committee. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.